forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, yours is all that is in the heavens and in the earth, and you are exalted above all. All that we have, both riches and honor, come from you, and it is out of the abundance of your own gifts to us that we offer these, our gifts to you. Amen. Amen. Do not be surprised by the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you also may rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you're insulted for the name of Christ, you're blessed, because the Spirit of the glory of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in the name. For it is time for the judgment to begin in the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Gracious Father of Jesus, we, Oakwood Bible Church, come to you in prayer and repentance as priests for our nation and our world. You have drawn near to see what is taking place in your world, and the evidence is clear. Our sin is ever before you. Immorality is rampant in our world. The murder of children takes place in every nation. We hide ourselves from you and declare from the highest places of power that you are not needed or wanted. And worse, we say you are irrelevant. But far worse than all this is the silence that comes from the church and its pulpits around the world. Those who claim to speak as your ambassadors say little or nothing about these things. And many even participate in them, hanging rainbow flags in and on their churches, declaring with them the rejection of you. And in doing so, the world is cast ever deeper into darkness. Father of Christ, you are our only hope. Without you, all is lost. Your word says that judgment will begin in that church. So we confess before you our sins. Hear our pleas of repentance and forgive us. Turn our hearts back to you. Make us to be mighty men and women who will not stand by and watch as the world sinks ever into rebellion. But strengthen us to rise up and declare you and your truth before the world. As much as is possible for us here at Oakwood, let us shine as bright lights in this present darkness. May our voices be bold and loud as we speak of you and your kingdom. Strengthen the pastor and the elders that we might not be afraid to give ourselves completely to you and to the work that you have called us to, even to the laying down of our own lives. Embolden this congregation to stand before you and the world and to declare you as King. Thank you for all the ways that you have kept watch over us, protecting us from this present distress. You have kept back the pestilence from our church, and we are so far free of the coronavirus. Thank you, O great King. Thank you for watching over the other CREC churches as they also report that they have almost no cases of the virus. Remember all those who are not here with us in worship. Bless and keep them until they are able once again to come together with us. Watch over our pastor's wife. Keep her safe from all harm. Strengthen her both physically and spiritually. And now we bless you, O Lord, for you are good, and your goodness and kindness is always towards us, even in these difficult times. Now, as you draw us to yourself to feed us at your table, may we be ever grateful for the wonder and the blessing of this meal that you have provided by the laying down of your own life for those whom you love. Now, we, your people, rise and pray the prayer that you have taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should, at all times and in all places, give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by the Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels. And all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth, in praising your glorious name. Warning back in Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount.
mount where, you know, if your brother has anything against you, you know, make that right and then come. And so God wants us to be at peace. And what we celebrate here is peace with God, peace with each other, and even the peace that God gives to us in our own hearts. So let us always be making note of that. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Anticipation of going from this tent to tabernacling with him, let us partake together. And he took the cup, and again he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Thank you.
to share this peace offering together with him. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Amen.